Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game live at Flowery Branch. Mark Zeno hanging out with me. Mike is off. Pitchers up, a few of them at least, and Mike Bell ATL. Make sure you follow him as he's going over for the game this Sunday. Remember, early start, guys, so get up, all right? We got the early start. We got the overseas game. It's Berlin. Our team will be done by like 12:30 on Sunday, which is good, especially if we're able to get a win. No, but
I was going to say, then the drinking can start.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people, I don't want you rolling out and, you know, oh, man, I thought the Falcons played and won. No, it's early game this weekend, and I think it's going to be a really good game, to be honest with you. Indy poses some challenges. We're going to talk to Rob about some of that stuff when he comes in here. And I also think that we pose some challenges for them. Their defense is not as stout as the Patriots' defense was. We should be able to run the football against these guys and do some other things. So I also just think, you know, we're in a situation where got to find a way to win. And I just don't care how it happens. Losing three in a row, that's a long trip back, Zeno. I've been saying this from Germany to back to the ATL, and you're on that plane for 10-plus hours or whatever it is, and you're like, we just lost four in a row? That's a real self-time to be, you know, self-examining situations. And I'd hate to be in that situation, but one of these two teams is going to be. Now, look, if Indy loses – they're still the first – they're the number one team in the AFC right now, all right? Mm-hmm. If you're not paying attention. We just played a team that has a chance to win the AFC in the Patriots, believe it or not. The Bills are certainly in the mix. The Chiefs, though, through nine games, nobody expected their record to be what it is. But for the Colts to lose, they still feel like they have a really good shot to win the AFC. I feel like that's why it's a must-win for us to kind of get out of this rut.
I mean, let me ask you this question. Just and live in my world for a second of comparative spread analysis, right? The Falcons were close as a 4.5 or a 5-point underdog to New England,
right,
on the road in New England. If we agree that the Colts, I don't know if the Colts are as good as New England. Some people think they have a better record. I don't think they're as good as New England.
Okay,
but the idea that they are now a 6.5-point dog in a neutral site game to a Colts team that I don't think is as good as the Patriots team,
I don't either.
You know. If you believe in the comparing that stuff and what does it tell you, I think the Falcons could actually keep this thing closer than people would think.
What's the over-under in this game, by the way? 48.5.
Yeah.
Okay, 48.5. Just out of curiosity. Yeah,
under favors the Falcons.
Well, it does. Yes. And I do.
Because they don't score a lot, and if the defense keeps other people from scoring. I mean, that's just what the numbers tell you, right? I'm not saying they're not capable of scoring more. I'm telling you, to this point in the year, they haven't scored a lot of points in a lot of games. I mean, granted, they were shut out in one. That certainly hurts their average per game, right? If you take that one out, what do their numbers look like? That changes the game a little bit. But the point simply is that if you can keep Indianapolis from scoring a lot, you're going to be in a much better position because that puts a lot less pressure on the Falcons' offense to have to score.
Yeah, and remember, the quickest way to the playoffs is winning your division. The Colts are 2-0 in their division. Patriots are 2-0, believe it or not, in the AFC East. Bills are not undefeated. Neither are, you know, is Miami. And the Jets in Miami don't have a chance to win that division. It's a wrap. So it's the Bills or Patriots. As far as the AFC South is concerned, Colts are 2-0. You got Jags at 1-0 in the division. Tennessee's 0-3. They're not going anywhere. And then Houston Texans. I don't know what happened to C.J. Stroud as far as if he's going to be back next week, but they're 1-1. Point is, Indy does have a path, whether it's winning the AFC outright or winning their division and getting to the playoffs. Right now, they're sitting in a really good spot. Meanwhile, we're not. I mean, we've already lost two division games. We brought this up, Day-Day. We talked about it. Mike and I have been talking about these division games. You lose to Tampa early on.
Lose to Carolina.
And then you lose to Carolina. So now you have to find a way to split if you feel like, hey, we might not be able to get to 10 wins. We got a lot of season left. But being 3-5, maybe the best way is what Tampa did last year, and that's fine. You're going to need some help because they got some help from us. But win out, that means beat Tampa, sweep the Saints, beat Carolina, and that puts you potentially within reach to win the division.
Here's the thing. After this Colts game, you got two division games against the Panthers and the Saints. You know, obviously, they both are must-wins, but you definitively have to beat the Saints in New Orleans because the Week 18 game against the Saints – they might be fighting for the number one overall draft pick. If it's not locked up by then, they may want to make sure it's locked up by then. And with the Jets selling off everything but the kitchen sink yesterday, they might be telling you, hey, we're on the market for a number one draft pick as well. Yeah. So we don't want to have to trade away any assets for our number one pick. We want to keep the ones that we have. And, you know, that game may be a game where the Saints are laying down, so to speak. Even though it doesn't really happen, it happens. Except the Giants didn't do it last year. But that's neither here nor there. So the point simply is that winning that first one against the Saints, if you beat the Panthers, you beat the Saints, and you know you got a coin flip game against the Buccaneers, is it impossible for them to finish 4-2 in the division? No, it's not.
Who's the best team in the NFC right now? Is it the Eagles?
Still the Eagles, in my opinion. Still the Eagles.
It's not Tampa. It's not Tampa.
They're not healthy,
and they're still doing this.
They got so many. They're so banged up.
But that's the point. They're 6-2, and they're still in control of not only this division, but they are tied with the Eagles, tied with the Seattle Seahawks. They have a better record than the Packers. Like, I have a sense that it might be the Buccaneers, and I know that the Eagles, you know, again, they won without A.J. Brown last week, but they're so loaded, and so, you know, they have so much depth. That's not a surprise. 404-726.
The Buccaneers lost to the Eagles, if that matters to you or not. Buccaneers, yes. Two losses to two of the best teams in the NFC, the Eagles and the Lions.
Well, remember, though, the Eagles game, and that was one of Baker's mistakes. They had the ball with a chance to go down and win. He throws an interception in that game. They were right there in that game. 404-726-0929. You guys can comment. Follow us, by the way, on social media. It's put them up. See Dukes. Go ahead, Zinno. Give out your social media, man.
It ain't complicated. Mark Zinno. M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-N-O. Thank you.
And follow us at Dukes and Bell 929. And, again, follow Mike at Mike
Bell. By the way, you're going to get a real flavor for what the Bucs really are in the next three games. Patriots, Bills, and Rams.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay.
And the Patriots, I mean, the Bills and the Rams games are on the road.
I hope they lose all three, and I hope we win all three.
That would be quite epic.
Well, this is why the next stretch of games for us is important.
I don't need that. We're not at a point with this team where we could talk stretches. You got to win freaking Sunday.
No. Because you're on a stretch right now where you've lost three in a row. This next stretch of games, the next four, you got to find a way. Forget 2-2. You got to be 3-1 coming out of the next four.
Probably 4-0.
Well,
I mean, if you remember, we talked yesterday. They need to go 6-3 just to finish at 9-8, and that's no lock that you're going to get in the postseason.
Well, I just said the Eagles already have 6 wins.
Yeah,
the Bucs have 6 wins. You're talking about 2 more wins, and they're going to be at 8 wins already. 8 wins is not getting you in the playoffs. I don't believe that, especially with the way the wild card might play out. So, and again, we're just chopping it up from the standpoint of the importance of Colts, Panthers, Saints, Jets. You got to win all four of those. And it's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it's not.
At all.
It's not. It's not at all. I mean, you know, the Colts probably present the toughest opponent in that stretch. But the overseas stuff is the ultimate equalizer for everybody. You never. I mean, has anybody in this team played on an overseas game? Our last one was 20.
Yeah, that's what was that when Mike? No, that was because Arthur Smith did not go. So that would have been.
It would have been the last year of Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. That's right. That's right.
Which was 2021.
2020. Because I think 2020? Art got the job in 2020. Yeah.
Right. So I mean, none of these guys. I think Ra might have went over there with the Rams back in the day, But I don't recall. You know, I don't.
Well, let's ask him about that, because you know what, you're right. These games are different. I know when you start talking about what's the best day to leave. Is it early? Is it late? Some teams want to go super early, right? Get used to the time change, because that does screw you up a little bit. Get used to the environment a little bit. Other coaches are like, we'll go over and make it a short trip. This team is not leaving until today's one. They're leaving tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, you lose a day going over, basically. You got Friday, Saturday, and you're playing Sunday. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the best answer is. Remember Aaron Rodgers. I think they went to Ireland, and we played a soundbite where Rodgers was like, I wish we would have got over here earlier. I don't know if there's a right answer as far as when you go over, but you're right about it being an equalizer.
No, I can't wait for the hot takes on the – well, your strength and conditioning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coach clearly didn't have these guys ready.
All right, man. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Roz on the way. They are finishing up practice as they start preparations against the Colts.
How is that more important than this?
What's that? Practice? We talking about practice? Yeah, I know. I've said that to him. All right, we'll see what he has to say coming up. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bill live from the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.